Over the past few months, we've been looking at the effect that your job can have on your health, whether you're a mountain porter, a hairdresser, or even a sheep shearer. Today, it's the turn of ballet dancers. Professional ballerinas can spend 5 or 6 hours a day on their toes, and although they're very fit and strong, the effects on their body aren't all good. Our reporter, Anna Lacey, caught up with two ballerinas in between rehearsals at the English National Ballet in London. She started by asking Laura Hussey when she first started dancing on the tips of her toes, on point.
I've been dancing professionally since I was 18 years old. I'm now 42. I first went on point when I was 12 years old, which is the kind of recommended time to go on point, as your bones in your feet are kind of developed by that time. So I've been on my feet a few many years, shall we say.
Well, talking about being on your feet, we've actually got one of these point ballet shoes here. Can you just describe a little bit about what they're like inside and what you're having to stand on?
Well, lots of people actually think that we have a block of wood inside our point shoes, but we don't. It's actually just like a normal kind of slip-on shoe. The difference being that the end toe piece is made of a papier-mâché and shellac so that it's hard. And also the backs of the shoe are reinforced, so like the sole area is reinforced, which makes it easier to support your feet to stand up.
I mean, this is actually quite surprising. There really is no padding in there. I mean, do you dance without any padding whatsoever?
Some people do, actually, which I find quite amazing, because I think I'd be crippled by now if I did. But I choose to put different bits and pieces around my feet, whether it be tissues or we have like these special gel pads that we can put around our toes to protect them.
Well, being a ballerina is renowned for being a very intensive occupation, and Emma Findlay, she's just in her first month here at the English National Ballet and is playing Angelina Ballerina coming up, just come out of rehearsals. So, Emma, how long did it take you to actually get from being in perhaps the soft ballet shoes that most people would see up to these points?
I went on point when I was about 12, 13 years old. So, to be honest, it's only like now that you really feel comfortable in your shoes, and that's been, what, 6, 7 years.
So what kind of health problems have you had in relation to dancing in these shoes? Because it's not a particularly natural thing to be doing, I'm sure.
Well, when I first started, I got a lot of blisters and things, but your feet kind of harden up a bit and I don't really get them anymore. But recently I've had Achilles tendonitis, and I think that was just from overwork in my Achilles. And when you go up and down on point a lot, I think there's a lot of pressure put on your Achilles tendon.
Is that from the back of the shoe?
I don't think it's from the back of the shoe. I think it's just generally going up and down and up and down, because with every step that you do, you're doing that movement. And you've got to make sure that your ankles and everything are really strong.
And I understand you've also got shin splints. Now, what's that and how did you get those?
Okay, I had shin splints about 2 years ago now. And that was when I first moved to London and started full-time training at English National Ballet School. There's different types of shin splints. You can get shin splints where on the front of the bone it starts to chip away. But luckily for me, it was inflammation on the side of my shin where the muscle had been rubbing on the bone. And this was caused, again, just by overwork on my calf. I hadn't been used to doing the level of training that I was, so they started to develop quite quickly, and that in turn caused them to rub on the shin.
Well, Laura, you've been dancing for a lot longer than Emma. What kind of injuries have you had over the years?
My two worst injuries have been I broke the side of my foot, but that was purely accidental on stage. And the most recent one has been I ripped my calf nearly in half, which was terrifying because I wasn't actually doing anything that strenuous at the time. It was a preparation for a big step, and my calf ripped really badly. And that's actually been my worst injury because it's taken the longest time to heal. And also with a muscle strain rather than a bone injury. With a bone injury, it heals and then you know it's healed and that's the end of it. Whereas with a muscle, it niggles at you over and over again over the next few months and just takes that bit longer.
I mean, a lot of these damages, they sound quite horrendous, and you hear of these famous ballerinas who are supposedly meant to have walked off stage every time with their feet bleeding and toenails hanging off. Is that true?
I think that's slightly excessive. I'd like to think that that doesn't happen too much. I mean, obviously, sadly, again, I have seen things happen on stage where, yes, I've had to carry someone off myself, where they've literally ripped a muscle on stage and there's absolutely nothing you can do. But I think sometimes it just gets slightly over-dramatised and we're not really that bad.
I am so relieved to hear they've not really got blocks of wood in their shoes. Still sounds painful, though. If you've got a job that affects your health, do let me know and perhaps we'll cover it on the programme. You can email me by going to bbcworldservice.com and choosing Health Check from the A to Z list of programmes. I'll be back at the same time next week. Join me then.